Blog Talk Radio.
In the days of the Old West, cowboys lived by an unspoken code. The code of the West. Never try on another man's hat. Always remove your firearms at the table. Talk less, say more. Always do what has to be done. Some rules were easier to live by than others, and for some, one was just downright impossible to abide.
I got a name for that thing down there. It's called the mine.
Never covet another man's horse. Built with honor, forged with pride, guts, glory, ram.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
God gave me a gift to put people at ease. What I do is what I do. If I was to sit down and try to tell you, break it down, technically I couldn't because I don't know, and that's the goddamn honest truth. What I do is what I do. I hear a beat, I feel it, I write it, I say it.
In the morning,
time I wake up with the sun, that's how I get up. When I walk the streets alone, I'm far from home, I keep my head up. Don't swing with many strangers, cause to me that's just a setup. If you're pushing up too close, I might be ghosting, you get wet up. Not into showing off, because I'm not the show off site. I'd rather take my time writing rhymes and blowing up mics. Yeah. Chill, just max, make loose, pay tax. All the ladies blow kisses, all the gents tip hats. I like to swing with girls, cause to me it's a ton of laughs. But after the gig is fast, we also take bubble baths. I was raised well, but now I raise hell. I work hard to make a living, so now I'm living slow. I never have a problem in the streets, I'm too smooth for that. I never talk or work with a gun, but run my cougar strap. Like I said before, thump in my trunk. That's all I really need, and a bag of blue funk. Blue funk.
This is a product of WBNN. Soul Genius Shampoo with Jenny A-Track. On air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So, I get off for work today, and I deviate a little bit from my regularly scheduled programming, you know. So every 4 weeks here on WBNN, every four Thursdays to be specific, you know, I've been blessed with the opportunity for me to host this programming here with the magnificent brother, Dr. DJ Oladele Oladski, as you may know him. And usually, I scramble home, you know, long day of labor. My wife is here, getting things in order, putting things in order, you know, allowing me the opportunity and the chances for me to, you know, write my program for the evening so that I can get my thoughts together and sequentially allow a stream of consciousness to flow. But today was a little different. I head home. You know, I decided to take care of the family, you know. My wife has been holding down the fort. Blessed as I am to have her. Holding down our fort, holding down our child. I want to cook for her. So I put together some cassava leaf. All my West Africans out there know what that is. Took about a few hours for me to make that. Time is coming short, you know. It's no time to write the program, but I love it because tonight is a special one. So we're going off script a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of me having the program in front of me for me to read off of and then to partially freestyle, we going all the way supernatural, baby. Full freestyle with the topic in hand. And the topic for tonight's program is roses in the attic. When is it okay to be the bad guy? Dial in 516-453-9133. To answer tonight's question, when have you found it necessary to be the bad guy? So, shout out to my brother, Neat Scotch, phenomenal producer and engineer. Upon the demise of my mother, I moved to Mahwa, New Jersey, and I stayed with him for some time. And I sharpened my blade a bit with him, as usual, even when I didn't want to. I was able to cathartically use writing and music as a tool for healing and expression. And I came across a concept for a record that I named Roses in the Attic, which is inspired by the popular novel, turned movie, I think even TV series now, Flowers in the Attic. So for those who are not too familiar, I'll just run it down really as quickly as I can. The premise basically for Flowers in the Attic is, you know, a mother and her four children, recently widowed. She decides to go back to a family that at first disowned her because she decided to marry somebody that the family was against. So the only way for her now to take care of herself and these four children of hers is to go back to this family and try to beg for forgiveness to one of the patriarchs who is sick and is expected to die soon. Now, the matriarch of that family, the grandmother, don't like the children at all. So upon receiving the family, she basically tells her daughter, the mother of these children, I don't want to see these kids, you know what I mean? Basically treats them like crap, you know? So the mother hides the children in the attic and tells them that they can't come down. You know, I'll be doing my business and taking care of business for the next few days. It won't take long. Long story short, it took years. The children were up in the attic and it became their home. And as growth and maturity happened, you know, let's just say a lot of inadvertent devilish activities took place, mostly incited, if not entirely incited, by the mother. Come to find out, the mother had led a whole entire double life after a while because she realized, from her perspective, that the children were more liability than they were assets. Eventually tried to even kill her own children. So when I wrote this record in mind, Roses in the Attic, you know, inspired by this story and also a homage to my mother, I initially wrote it with the frame of mind in which the children in the attic, for every listener, was basically our inner child, you know, or we put the inner child away as a means to quote-unquote protect them. But while the inner child is put away, the inner child is eventually forgotten, while the rambunctious, egotistical aspect of ourselves run wild. Vicious cycle. With newfound knowledge and rereading the synopsis of this writing, literature, I've come to remix it, which leads into tonight's subtop. Because, you see, on one side, it's obvious that the mother was the bad guy, right? I mean, the mother promised the children that, you know, she'd be back, just hide up here in the attic, you know. And went and lived the double life, remarried. You know, was ready to escape, leave, and just leave the children up there. It's obvious, right? It's really obvious that the mother is the bad guy. But perspective is reality. Perception and perspective is reality. So in one way or another, the narrative grew to be what it was for a mother to opt to kill her own children in her understanding that her own children were the bad guys, that she was in the position that she was in because she had those children. Accountability is something, y'all. You're always a bad guy in somebody's book. an essential piece of knowledge that cannot be escaped. You fool yourself thinking that positive vibes only, good vibes only, everything positive or everything good is a reality and a fact of life when all frequencies exist and all frequencies interchangeably interact with each other for greater dynamics to be present. The bad guy. What does it mean to be the bad guy, really? We'll walk into the testimonies that I have regarding real life instances in which I had to be a bad guy to several people. And through that, grew, became more than who I was. But had to suffer a sacrifice of loss in order to gain. Before we get into that, track by International Phenom, the alien from another space station, DJ Dr. Ngozi.
Direct from what we call the funk house. This is a funny joke back one, you know what I'm saying? And this is how it's done.
I can put in my hood as a young stuff. I have stuff, was never a punk stuff. No sir, no ma'am, hot damn. Me and Michael Jackson jammed. I dug Soul Train, not American Grandstand. The bigger the idiot is back, and I'm on the right track. As a matter of fact, come on, like touring around the rosy, oopsie-daisy, topsy-turvy. You never heard of me, you don't deserve it. Drive like an eagle, drive like a BMW. You never knew I could bring trouble to a cordless. You can't afford this, don't get aboard this flavor. Unless you got the fever flavor for a Pringle. To be a single, let me see you mingle, jingle, tangle. Sammy Davis Jr. with Mr. Bojangle. Tell me y'all, who's the man?
Who's the man?
Time. This here is efficient. This is bad.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Soul Genius Shampoo Show. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And tonight's question is, when did you find it necessary? When have you ever found it necessary to be the Baron? Hey, Bumba. Me taking over the thing now. All of this time you're the target, talking all of this talking. You don't even mention your own wife program. Well, it's all right now, brother. My name Black, just Black. Black like the color of my skin, black like my hair, Black. And if you don't want to mention your wife, your beautiful wife, I mention your wife for you. Yes. I had some great tea the other day. It's a little bit of Mary J. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience. Yes. I took it back home with my people. We all enjoyed the beautiful, soulful sips. And we sipped the soul from it too. Be ashamed of yourself, youth. Be ashamed of yourself, mute. But I tell the people right now, if you want the best tea you ever had in your life, the most soulful sip of a brew, and put together your groove, you go to my auntie, apothecary.com right now. MYAUNTIES. APOTHECARIE.com. Master apothecary. And get some apothecary in your life. Boom. Take your damn program back, brother. And, bro. All right. pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, for that. To my wife, I do apologize. I usually do start the program with making sure that the people know that my auntie's apothecary.com is a place where they can go and put in an order for specially curated and herbal blends for teas, and especially now with the Soulful Sip Care Package, a limited time offer, and also the means by which they can save themselves 15% off by putting in the number 8, T-R-A-C-K, that's 8 track as the code when they put in their order. So I appreciate you, Black, I do. Now back to the groove. It was a conversation that I had, and I was up Mahwah, New Jersey. I'll never forget it. I was fixing my bike up there. I love biking. Biking is one of the most liberating forms of transportation and exercise combined ever created. Shout out to the person who made the first bicycle. You are a genius. I appreciate you. So while fixing my bike, I received a phone call, and it was my ex. Now, for a long period of time, I had a disposition, ideology, if you will, of not minding other people's energy entering my cipher in terms of what they could ask of me, how I could be there for them. It was a merit, a badge, if you will, for me to know that I could lend my services, even if it was just my presence and a few gems from my noggin. Yeah, fed my ego for a long time, but times changed. It was different. Now, she gets on the phone, she's laughing and carrying on and talking about some stupid story I ain't got time for me to listen to. But I recognized that was always her pattern every time she called me. It was always to talk about herself, briefly ask how I'm doing, and then proceed to drain my energy. Whether it was because of or through conversation or asking me for certain things that will require my brain power, resources, people that I know, things that I could do, or even my physical presence. This day, I nipped it in the bud. She had the wherewithal to ask if I had the space for a social call. I said, no, I don't. Stopped her in the tracks. She didn't know how to respond. See, I knew that she was going through it in her own way, so I explained everything that I was going through and how being on the other side, it's beautiful, but you got to go through your own hellfire first. And then when the ash and the smoke clears, you'll be able to see the other side a lot more clearly and appreciate it too. But everything considered, I ain't had time to care about you no more. And it's no disrespect intended. It's no malice. It's no hatred. It's just the space that's required for me to care about something outside of my current place of grief, of being lost, of being broken, meant that I would have to gather myself up together for somebody else, for them to use me at their own whim. And I really wasn't down for that. So I left her where she was. She never called again. Good riddance. Caller one in the queue right now. As we continue to groove right now, talk to us. Come through right now and tell us who was you right now.
Hey, Jerry. It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Oh, Jerry, to hear your voice. I am doing lovely. How are you this evening?
I'm good, man. This is a heavy topic tonight, what you're talking about and everything. Wow.
Yes. It's a reality, too.
So why don't you ask me a question?
Ooh, you know the question I have to ask, Jerry. Now, I don't know you well, but I know you well enough to know that you have a beautiful spirit, but because narratives and because other people's perspectives sometimes paint the picture that they see the canvas in, when was an instance in life that you believed you were either perceived as the bad guy or you knew you had to be the bad guy in somebody else's story?
Okay. So I can definitely answer that. I'm going to answer it kind of like in two parts, okay?
Okay.
So when I was a kid growing up in Long Island City, New York, I was this tiny little kid, beast as hell, a very big kid. He was only a year and a half older than me. So he was bullied a lot. And I used to have to stick up for him. And I would beat up the bullies while they're beating me up. I didn't care. And I ended up with a juvenile delinquent card. And guess what? That's a trophy for me because of why I got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was perceived growing up as this tough little brat until this tough little brat got older and then started helping other people stand up for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then I became this hero to a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that because of Facebook, I was reconnected with two brother and sister. He's dead now. He was in jail and everything. They were the biggest bullies in the neighborhood, and they made my brother cry every day. And because of Facebook, we got to reunite and talk. And she said, please, please tell your brother how sorry I am. And I found out they were bullied so badly at home that the father used to put their hands over fire, on the stove if they were bad.
My goodness.
So that's why they were such bullies. But my point in sharing that with you is this. When you were talking about perception, right? You know, everybody's perception comes from their own experiences. So if you're not able to heal yourself for whatever it was growing up, right? Because we all have whatever, you know, hurt us, right?
Right.
If you don't heal that, and guys, I'm talking serious here. Everyone should go for counseling. Everyone should do everything in their power to heal their hurts. Because if you don't, your perception is going to be so distorted for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And your perception of what you think others think about you will also be distorted.
Mm. Mm. See, this is why I like you so much, Jay. You come through and you bring these miniature therapy sessions for us to be able to break these gems and these nuggets down. I appreciate you, Jerry. I really do.
And I appreciate you. I told you from the first time I ever heard you speak, I was like, wow, you rock.
Thank you. I am humbled. I am humbled. But before we go any further and before we allow the great, magnificent, curator and MC DJ Doctor of the Evening, Ngozi, a.k.a. Oladele, a.k.a. Olasky, do his thing. Could you please let the listeners know when's the next time we can catch you and who's the lovely host, the lovely special host that you got showing up on your next program?
All right, so this is pretty cool, guys. My next show is Tuesday, November 14th, 9:30 p.m., of course. And Donnie Most from Happy Days, Ralph Mouth, will be my guest.
Mm. I know y'all heard that, people. I know it. So make sure that y'all tune in. Jerry, thank you so much. Now, without any further ado, the greats, without any debate, Dr. DJ Olatsky.
I'm sure everybody has their opinion about what happens in the ghetto and why people act certain ways, you know, but you can't truly know unless you live there. It's like a catch-22 situation, you know. It's like you don't like it, but you have to understand it. It's rough. It's not as easy as some people want to think. It's hard. It's real hard.
Come on.
Hey. Yeah. Another day in the ghetto. Another day in the ghetto. Well, alright. Niggas killing niggas with your finger, with your finger on the trigger. You could be a bigger, big money, big really getting nigga. It's a shame the way you live, you feel grief. All things must change, so when will we have peace? A peace of my mind in this country. I'm really sick and tired of hearing, but mama, I'm hungry. Oh mama, please tell me when will Papa come home. Papa never comes home, Papa's a rolling stone. Hey, sometimes I think you're selling drugs. I know no friend who sold drugs in a fed pen. So I just sit back and bounce and count the amounts of young brothers that died from a drug dealer's ounce of coke, scorched dope with some little black kid smoke. Might as well pass a rope so we can hang ourselves, get a gap, bang ourselves, kill another brother, and just damn ourselves. Another day in the ghetto.
Come on.
Another day in the ghetto. Hey yo, black on the block, selling rocks at a gap. He was trapped with a Mac and a baseball cap to the back in pursuit of the loot. He was true with his truth, meet his crew on a block where they sold suits. In order to keep in order, this sort of manslaughter. Pat a brother down, make sure there's no take a quarter. But yo, don't flex, cause here's what's next. X got a text, get his press to cap rest. My man's around the block with a Glock. Neighborhood hood and hoodie, cause in his mind there's a picture of how to get richer. Big dollar signs, numbers and figures. Feeling kinda bitchy, itchy finger on the trigger. Pop goes a gap, down goes another nigga on the block.
That's how it is. In the ghetto.
Another day in the ghetto. My.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
DJ in the ghetto. 3 in the morning, everything is going swell. Yo, what the hell? That's the bell. Open up the door, it's my man. Yo, what's up? Yo, Hev, I got some bad news. Your brother's been shot. Damn, jetted to the hospital. We're praying for a miracle. Lord, I know he's making see. My brother's kind of physical. Dripping with sweat, but I won't tell my mom yet. Your mom's is under pressure, and she'll just be a wreck. Facing in the hallway, ran into the doc. Yo, doc, what's the chances? Son, the chances ain't a lot. Peeked into the room, but I can't describe the pain. See, I knew it was my brother, but he didn't look the same. Somehow I got the nerve to put my hands upon his chest. Held the tears from my eye as I felt for his breath. And all I really remember is the words from my mother. My baby's gonna die.
Best friend, from when I was 17, 18 years. Prior to that, a year before that, a year prior to that, I lost my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Soul Genius Shampoo on there now, live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in the conversation. And tonight's topic, we'll be talking, and we have been talking, and continue to talk about roses in the attic. Tonight's question, when have you ever found it necessary for you to be the bad guy?
But before we continue tonight's conversation, yes, hold on, Jenny. Yes, yes, yes. It is I, the curator. No, not the curator. What is it? What's the C word?
Concierge, man. Concierge.
Oh, the concierge for the evening, yes. And the international concierge of the evening, my name is Squeak. Yes. And I am here still. Oh, listeners. The soundtrack of our lives are featuring iconic Grammy Award nominee, hip-hop vocalist Heavy D, the original funk master, yes. Clap and applaud, stand in standing ovation of the great and without debate, DJ Dr. Olatsky.
All right, bruh. I appreciate you, Squeak. We do. Shout out to the great DJ, Dr. Olatsky, for doing his thing. As we continue to groove, a second instance came about in which I had to be the bad guy. Brother of mine, we were once really close, you know. Met him in college, you know what I'm saying? He from the South. I'm from up North. But we connected over similar values and principles, you know. But the brother always seemed to run into hard times, man. Seemed like life never let up on him, you know. We all know somebody like that. That almost every time we call or they call us, it's always something, you know. And sometimes it's just not even their fault, it's just their circumstances, you know. You wish to help as much as you can. So this brother, one instance, a little while back, maybe like several years ago now, I remember I called him to check up on him. And I said something that triggered him. He just started spazzing, G-checking me for no reason at all. I felt some type of way. But I let him cook. I know what frustration is. I do. We all get frustrated. But see, my thing is, I still have a lot of growth to do, you know. It's easy for me to forgive. The forgetting aspect, I like to keep documents. I like to keep documents on infractions. I don't hold it against you, but every infraction, I put aside one document and put it in my file cabinet. And it's not necessarily to judge, but a part of my IQ lies in patterns. So if I see a pattern being established, I know that something's coming. Contingent upon what the context of said pattern is will allow me to understand what or around what area a certain thing is expected to be that is coming. So G checked me out of nowhere, you know what I mean, snapping on me. It's whatever, we passed it. Second time came around a few months later, he did the same thing. He just said something real out of order to me, and I just told him, listen, brother, and this was after my mother's transition. I let him know, listen, brother, I'm not in the space right now for this. You know, I think it's time for us to, you know, just live our lives and we connect back how it was meant for us to connect back. Because I don't want to, you know, burden this relationship of ours with an emotional response, because then I wouldn't care about how we reconnect, if we ever reconnect. And I remember the response, that response being taken so deeply and so personally that I received several voice messages. And this is a little bit later on, too. And he was just grilling, just going in on me and just talking about what that means and how he doesn't need me and if I'm going step. This is a whole bunch of stuff. I'm like, okay. I guess he might have forgot. Several weeks later, he hit me up, just telling me how much he missed the bros and such, and, you know, just how much he wanted to link up with the bros. The bros were a set that I was a part of. And I just let him know, like, hey, brother, I don't even talk to them people no more, man. They ain't my brothers no more. I done been through so many life experiences and extensions that didn't involve these brothers. And it's no love lost, but we obviously are going our separate ways. And the way he talked to me, that day, I knew there was something about position his circumstance that was really telling to frustration, that was really telling to a struggle, a war that he was having, not only externally, but internally. So I allowed that relationship to die where it is. And I lost a brother. You know, I pray to God that he's well, but it ain't worth it for me to keep people like that in my circle, especially being the individual that I am now, the man of my family. I have a wife to protect and account for, as well as a child. We have no more time for nonsense. And I know that that might sound harsh, but one man's nonsense is another man's consciousness, just as one man's trash is another man's treasure. Track next by International Phenom, the globally respected, highly elected DJ, legendary Dr. Ngozi.
This song right here is dedicated to all the lovers in the world, and you know, I'm a lover. Let's get it.
Love sexy.
Now I can take my time, but I'm speedy if it's needy.
Yeah.
She said she wanted more, so I gave it to the greedy. Love is satisfying, if it's tasty, then I'm prime. Never bored, I'm never buying, on occasion I may buy him.
Yeah.
Enough of what you heard, heavy D's got the wig out. In between the leggy of a peggy, I might pick out. Dope, I ain't the dope, I got a joke to make you bug out. Girl, cause they be happy when I tap the nappy dug out. Easy on the easy, does it? Who was it or who was it? Rubbing it cause you're loving it, rubbing it while you're hugging it. Wicked in bed, that's what I said when I came to have breath. Now may I forget it, that Mac in a sack, and I'm a freak in between the seats. Never lacked in the back, stay harder than concrete. Far from chubby checker, not a half step, a double deck, a record, never sweater, but I'll get it.
Hey,
Mac, I love
you. Hey, 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 hey. nigga that. Hey yo, my technique kick like a kung fu. On the 1-2 tip, I catch a wreck when I rip. The overweight lover, slick like butter, never did stutter, swinging in the gutter. Sometimes I wear my hat to the back when I rap. I never felt ashamed, cause I'm proud to be black. You see me on the poster, pop it like a toaster. I know about the devil, but me and God is closer. Tip to the hopper, proper like my papa. The scale check is coming, I try but I couldn't stop her. I'm on the quickie, not the hickey tip. Quick to flip a floppy grip before you get to popping. Know who you're dealing with. Known to do with Susie with the doozy of a stroke. I never pulled my Uzi on a floozy, leave it smoke. I park it like a match, like a hooker or a stack. You know where I'ma be at, hear the rap, check the step. Not a phony over stranger, not a punani pretender, quick to bend your fender, pure beast, well done, so let me tender, or you could do it on the flip side, funny dip side, outside, inside, tells from the dark side, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, let me go, here I am, what's the plan, hot damn, who's the man, yes I am, perfect cause I practice, I mean I'm always at this, girls talk when they want me to smack this, scuba dip diver, clever like MacGyver, not a 9-to-5-er, street life survivor, a honeysuckle hunter, kick lyrics like a punter, first I'll have to back her, and then I'll have to fun her, never sex when it came to sex, flex when it came to sex, wreck when it came to sex, from sex.
Yes, sir. Soul Genius Shampoo. With Jetty. J-E-I-D-E-8-Track. On air now, live from Lagos, Dalin. 516-453-9133. And press 1 to join the conversation. Tonight, we talk about roses in the attic. And tonight's question, for all of you listeners out there, so when have you ever found it necessary to be the bad guy? Before I continue my testimonials on stories in which I had to be the bad guy for my growth and progress, we do have somebody that's going to jump up on the line with the opposite of nonsense. So please, when you step up to the mic and to the podium, release, tell us your piece. And then leave with ease. Caller number 2 upon a cue. Who is you?
Who is you, baby? Hi, Jetty. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Ava, I am doing wonderfully this evening. How are you?
Well, when I heard you talking before about Auntie's Apothecary, I had to go make myself a cup of tea. So it's so delicious. I just have to give you a plug because I'm sitting here drinking it while I'm listening to the drops of jewelry, as Clever would say. How are you tonight?
Oh, we appreciate that so much. I am doing lovely, especially now.
So when you were talking about you know, the very first speech on your program tonight. I'm sure there's many times in all of our lives when we either are the bad guy or feel like the bad guy, but one particular instance came into my mind, and it's pretty deep emotionally rooted, so let me see if I can just share a little bit with you. I'm sure somebody out there can relate. My daughter was 6 years old, and I was the one who had to break it to her that her and her dad and I were getting divorced. And boy, I don't know if I was the bad guy, but I certainly felt like the bad guy when I had to figure out how to do that, you know. And I think she turned out pretty good because she turned 29 in September. She hasn't heard from her dad since she was six. So, you know, I don't know if, like I said, we are the bad guy or we just feel like the bad guy sometimes. Yet, and I don't remember if Jerry said this at the end of her talking. I was heating up my tea. But I think we need to learn to forgive ourselves, no matter what we have done, whether we are the bad guy or we think we're the bad guy. Because if you don't forgive yourself and move forward, you will never move forward. And if you can't forgive yourself, nobody else can forgive you either. So you know, it's... It was tough at those times when, you know, I had to hide in my sister's bathroom, you know, wondering whether I was the one to get my ex out of the house. You know, if I had left the house with my daughter, it would have been considered abandonment, even if I took my daughter with me. So I had to figure out how I was going to do this so that it was, well, it was really not a win-win for anybody, but how it was a win situation for us to move on, you know, and we all have moved on in, since then, but I certainly felt like the bad guy when I had to tell her that, and it wasn't easy, let me tell you. So over the course of the years, you know, I've learned to forgive myself, and, you know, I try to, you know, help others through that in the same respect.
That is a wonderful testimony, and first of all, I thank you because I couldn't imagine the weight in being able to be in that position as a parent, first and foremost. You know, I can only empathize but so much. So I thank you for sharing that. That definitely spoke to somebody's spirit this evening. I thank you so much, Kiefer. But before we
thank
continue
you.
To
we
go
appreciate
forward,
you.
No, yeah, absolutely. But hold on, Ava, before we go forward, because you know that DJ Olasky, he's got something cooking in the kitchen for all of us to eat now. So before we go forward, Ava, could you please allow the listeners to know when's the next time we can catch your show and hear that lovely voice and the gems that you have to drop on your programming?
Thank you. I will be on the 22nd. So the week after Jerry, she's on Tuesday. I'm on the following Wednesday, the 22nd. We have a couple of different guests brewing in the pot right now. So I don't know which one will actually be on yet. We've had some very interesting guests on lately. So join us on the 22nd for the casual chat, and you'll always pick up something there. So thank you, Jetty, for being you. We love you.
I appreciate you. We love you, too. My wife and I on this, and we thank you and we love you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ava Holly. And now, without further ado, and on to various avenues and boulevards in which we can listen to a greater view of our lives. In the form of soundtrack and musical ties, the great DJ Dr. Olasky and Gozi.
Yo, this is everything you love. So check it. Peace.
With me. been blasting pipe, a girl that stays busy all day. But when the sun goes down, she's my sexy souffle. Hey, somebody really ain't afraid to work. And if you try to disrespect her, mess around and get your feelings hurt. She ain't concerned, no coney, honey, derelict. She'll only flex with a brother that can handle it. And I don't care if she's a little bit jealous. She can still be your lady while she's cooling with the fellas. An intellectual, beautiful, sexual. Hands on the hip, and when she flips, she's incredible. Candlelight dinners from her man. But she's a trooper if she has a silly bean from the can. A very nice girl, but don't mistake her for no saucy. And that's the way I like it. Yeah, my black coffee.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
That's the type of girl I need down with my team.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Hey, that's the kind of girl I need down with my team.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
That's the type of girl I need down with my team. Like a lion when I stroke a kitten. Versatile with a Colgate smile. She got the powers of style. Ain't had none in a while. Party animal, but dig it only when she's with me. And I don't have to worry cause she won't disrespect me. She's everything that a man dreams about. And when I'm with my crew, she's all I talk about. Hey, fancy hair, jewels all flushed. Backside bigger than a mom, but don't touch her. Pretty skirt, you know the ones with the slit. A closet full of gear, so you know she stays dipped. Body old school, from using plenty lotion. Perfume stunning like the most sex potion. A nice girl, but don't mistake her for no sauce. And that's the way I want her. Yeah, my black coffee.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
That's the type of girl I need down with my team.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Hey, that's the kind of girl I need down with my team.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
That's the type of girl I need down with my team.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Break it down. Respect, I dig your intellect. Appreciate the fact that you never miss a step. The backbone of the black home is to ya. As long as I'm around, believe me, nothing could ever do ya. You're warm, considerate, and far from the storm. And that's why I love you. You're my black coffee.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
That's the type of girl I need down with my team.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Hey, that's the kind of girl I need down with my team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are now tuned into the Soul Genius Shampoo program with Jetty April, Jetty April. You are now tuned into the Soul Genius Shampoo program with Jetty 8 Track. On air live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation tonight. We are talking about roses in the attic, and tonight's question is, when have you found it needed to be the bad guy? In the same instance, or I should say, in the same window of a lot of these stories I'm giving you, all of this took place during my duration up in Mahwah, New Jersey. The move from Philadelphia to Mahwah opened my eyes to me understanding that life was going to be different, tremendously different. Last of my testimonies. Well, you know, think I'll hold on to that one for a little bit. Yeah. Something tells me a little birdie in the digital atmosphere is letting me know that there's somebody up on the line right now. So before I get into my final testimony, it's only right that I pass the stage on to somebody else so that it can bless your minds and your heart with some words from the mind, words from the soul. Food for thought, chicken soup for the spirit, if you will. So, caller 3, up in the queue, we appreciate your groove. So step up on the mic and please do what you do.
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. How you doing, Jetty 8-Track?
Ah, brother Huni Bakatoon, I'm doing lovely. How you doing, brother?
Always excellent. You know, definitely enjoy. You have such a powerful testimony, and it's like your book keeps getting greater and greater as the pages that you're willing to come on with our great company and share. You know, and I appreciate the question. Trust me, I wouldn't necessarily call it, you know, me being the bad guy, but I'm definitely an advocate. When we look at so many things that's happening in our beautiful world, the world remains beautiful, but the people in it aren't always the case. And I reflect on many years ago, you know, and this is going back to 1985, actually. You know, long story short, you know, I dealt with being bullied for, I'm going to say, the bottom three years of my life of high school. And a lot of people didn't know that I was under a rigorous study, that, you know, at that time I was being reprogrammed to turn the other cheek, so to speak. You know, and during that day and time, to do such a thing, a lot of people will play you as soft or you're scared and all kind of names and stuff that was tossed. It was none of that. It's that with the things in which I was learning mind-to-mind and hand-to-hand combat, they knew it wouldn't be wise for me to react in such a way. So bottom line is, long story short, I dealt with that and dealt with the blows and the name-calling and stuff like that all the way up to a point where I had no choice.
Mm.
Or as it was told to me by the celestial realm, it said, tonight, out of the many times that you walked away, tonight you won. This is my graduation night, actually. You know, you said, well, tonight you won't be able to walk away. I received that message earlier that morning.
Mm.
Now, lo and behold, switching the time all the way up to me, you know, walking the aisle, getting my diploma, hanging out, man, and there was parties all over the place, man, from the gambling spot, dance halls and stuff like that. And lo and behold, the main guy who bullied me for 3 years, he was the first one who started that night. And I was like, you know, man, hey, but we all just graduated, man, go on about your business, leave me alone. Man, he was shocked because for years he never heard me respond like that. You know what I'm saying? He was used, became accustomed to me walking away. So anyway, it went from him to two other guys, and the last guy, he ended up catching about, let's say, somewhere between 8 or 9 years of me walking away in a straight-up ass-whipping all within one night.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Word on the street is never, ever forget that ass-whipping, even on Judgment Day. You'll never forget that ass-whipping. You understand? You know, and to me, personally, I don't look at it as me being a bad guy. It might have been bad, you know, to the person who was on the receiving end. But again, I say this especially to parents. Teach your children just as soon as they can stand, mind-to-mind and hand-to-hand combat is very, very important, especially in this day and time. Anyway, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. I am the Hall of Fame unanimous Huni Bakatoon, also known as Master Tar Magic Man Haru. My next advancement, No More Time for Lessons, will be on November the 16th, where I will have the honor of four other guests besides myself. We'll be speaking about from nominee to enshrinee on what it means and feels like to be inducted into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. That'll be 9:30 on a Thursday, November the 16th. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Onibakatun. We thank you for that. Y'all make sure that y'all tune in for that. It's going to be a classic, timeless programming with the elect of minds here at WBNN, Beverly Nation. Now, as we continue with tonight's narratives and testimonies, before we wrap things up and fall upon the last of my tales regarding myself being in some perspectives and in some eyes the bad guy, DJ Dr. Oladsky, Oladele, Ngozi, why don't you bless us with something from them turntables you got there?
Hey, man, I got something for you, man. This is digitally mastered by me, you know what I mean, remixed. Here comes the Hester. Hey, I know he makes you sick. Yeah.
It makes a better life, period.
Who were you like when you were little?
I was shy. Kind of shy. Still kind of shy. I would say, like, lonely. I was as young as a six. Just different. Just love my own space, quiet. I would tuck myself.
Here comes the hey, call it, you're next.
Yeah, here we go. What? On the funk flow, on the funk flow. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. What? On the funk flow, on the funk flow. Here we go. Here we go. Shout to all those heads. You know what I'm saying? Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan. Money earned amount. Can't forget the uptown. Here we go. Hey, yo, turn me loose. I don't produce with no buttercups. Premier got the buttercups. There comes that a rugged stuff. No room for no pity pat. Petty kitty cat rap. I jig him, renege him, or give him a dug him, dig him, smack. I seen you hanging on ghetto blocks. Trying to get ghetto props. You need stop. You're just a ghetto flop. Here comes the Nicky Nack. Piggyback. Knapsack. Sacky. Stocky. Classic like a Kawasaki, rough like Rocky. Sisters call me daddy, Puerto Ricans call me poppy. You can't stop me, cause in these times of tough times, I'm coming with rough rhymes, rugged beats, and past time of set sheets. And where I came from, some come from, trying to diss the champion, number one, Don Gargan, talking behind my back, like they all of that, they ain't half of that. Matter of fact, I'm the one who put the town on the map. Tick tock, tick, things are getting thick. Here comes the Hester, and I know it makes you sick. On the funk flow, here we go, yeah, well alright, come on. On the funk flow, on the funk flow, here we go, yeah, well alright, come on. On the funk flow, on the funk flow, here we go. Here comes the bigger bro, I'm on a slow nigga flow. I like to do bigger shows, so I can get bigger dough. I hung out in crazy states, sit down in they crazy states. In the morning time, I wake up with a rhyme and some cornflakes. Rapping a stallion's job, hung out with Italian mom. I've been around the world with pretty girls and their credit cards. Around in the sauce van, got paid with my horse ran. And despite the verdict, I'm still a Mike Tyson fan. In the clutch, I get rough, on the stretch, I get vexed. Eddie, yes, on the set, who's next to get wrecked? Mr. Sweeper, man, time to do a sweep up. Brothers couldn't keep up, spending too much time with their feet up. Listen to it, this is how I do it. When I wreck a set, rhymes float like fluid. Lord have mercy, you know who curse me. You don't appreciate me, therefore you don't deserve me. Tick tock, tick, things are getting thick. Here comes the Hester, and I know it makes you sick. Here comes the Hester. On the funk float, on the funk float, here we go. Talk about it, all right, yeah. On the funk float, on the funk float, here we go. Yeah, well, all right, come on.
So break it down.
So easy does it on the DL.
So break it down.
So easy does it on the DL.
So break it down.
So easy does it on the DL.
So break it down.
So easy does it on the DL.
So break it down.
So easy does it on the DL.
So break it down.
So easy does it on the DL.
Did you make it sick when I went pop? And I kept my props and I blew up the spot. It was large on your block. I know we did, that's why you formed the committee. Of a bunch of itty bitty, silly milly, vanilly, hillbilly niggas. Never mind on the chitter chat, cause I got a bigger bat. Step out of line again, you get your jaw tapped. Don't try to play me for cream puff. Forgot I was big stuff, rough tough, and all that stuff. Huh? You dab a jaw junkie, rap tour flunky. Quick with the lip, but when you see me, you flip like a monkey. It always amazes me how some brothers' faces be. Smiling, but behind your back, they talk like an enemy. But I got a sharper blade, from here I see better days. Sitting on my porch, counting loot, drinking lemonade. Swinging with the shot type, girl who's a fly
getting high type, that's how you know she's my type. Tick tock, tick, things are getting thick. Here comes the Hester, and I know it makes you sick.
Picked up the phone and made a phone call. And the phone call I made was to my quote-unquote sister. I say quote-unquote because at the time I adopted her as my sister. We all suffered and survived through some spiritual warfare that changed all of us. A shared trauma, if you will. She picked up the phone, and you know how somebody, they had the energy in which, you know, they have to say a whole bunch because they know that the call is about something that they don't want to talk about. I used to be her child's godfather. I had to stop all the rambling and let her know. And because of my mom's transition, because of where I was in life, and because of what I knew that I couldn't service as no more, I could no longer be her child's godfather. Including the fact that the godmother was my ex as well, and I felt like I was set up. I know that I was the bad guy in that situation, but I had to do that in order for me to gain the liberties necessary for me to grow and to progress. Needless to say, that is no longer my sister, quote unquote. And as much as it might have hurt me at the time, it released me. The child deserves better, and so do I. Caller 4 up in the queue, as we continue to groove and move through rooms and spiritual moods, jump up on the line and please tell us, who is you?
Hey, 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 it is Angela. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can, Angela. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm just jumping on to support, to say hello. That's all I wanted to do. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, all right.
Just wanted to support you tonight. Just wanted to let you know I'm listening and I'm supporting. That's all.
We appreciate that, Angela. We appreciate that so much. Thank you for calling. And could you just let us know what you got, what do you have on the itinerary that you would like the people to tune in and to check in on you regarding?
So I, my next show, I'm actually having a presidential candidate on. So we're going to be talking about why he's running for the president. Spot, and I'm probably going to have some guests call in because, you know, I've been working with my prison ministry, and I have some cases that just amazes me, and I just, Cinchilla, hats off to you. I truly, truly appreciate you, because that young lady, what she do and what she brings to this network as far as overly and wrongfully incarcerated people, it truly lit a fire under me, and people began to reach out to me, and just having the opportunity to impact somebody's life, it has been truly amazing. So I'm just out here trying to be the change that I want to see in this world. Of course, you know, I'm doing it through my books. I now have 71 books out. I'm sitting here listening to you and working on my third poetry book to this 3-book poetry series that we are working on to bring awareness to Black mental health. So the third book is going to drop December the 31st. It's called Finding Love. 40 amazing poets, they decided to share their perspective and their thoughts on love. So, that's what I got going on. And just trying to follow my big brother out and continue to develop my small network of hope. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, we thank you for letting us know everything that's going on, the contents of your next programming, you know, the power that you're going to have up on that platform of yours. Ladies and gentlemen, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee elect. Ooh, try saying that without taking a breath. Angela Thomas Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right on. Hey, caller number 5, if you want to cue, we are live. So step up on the microphone and give us more than just a hi.
All right. Hey, Jetty H-Rack, how are you? And, wow, number 5, one of my favorite numbers. This is Dr. Chinchilla J, WBNN Commissioner. And I am definitely, I'm definitely enjoying this topic tonight. Wow. You know, when to be the bad guy, huh? Well, throughout my life, I had to be the bad guy a few times. I've always been outspoken, and I've always, looked after the underdog, okay? So coming up in school, if people were picking on a student, you know, I would step in and stop it. And some people looked at that as, you know, being the bad guy because I shouldn't have stopped it or whatever. But, you know, I've always fought for justice, you know, even as a child. But then growing up, you know, I have 8 kids. And so I had to play the bad guy a few times with my oldest daughter. All her friends, they were allowed to do whatever they wanted to do and go to the malls and, you know, hang out. And I didn't allow my kids to do that. So it's a 10-year gap between my oldest daughter and my second child. So she's like 42 now. The second child is 32. So for those 10 years, she was the only child. And she couldn't go and spend the night at people's homes or anything like that or do any of the things that her friends were allowed to do. So I was looked at as the bad guy. And then my son was born. He's 32. And then another one was born, and he's 31. And so when they were growing up, same thing. I didn't allow them to do things that their friends were allowed to do. So I was always looked at as the bad guy. And then my next son, I remember when he was in high school, he was a freshman. And I told him, I said, look, I don't like the friends you're hanging around with. You can't hang around with them. I don't want you to be involved with them anymore. And so, again, I was the bad guy, and he felt some kind of way because, you know, he had these friends that he thought was so cool. I told him they were nothing but troublemakers, and they were going to wind up either dead or in jail. And so he listened, and he stopped hanging around them. But I was the bad guy. But years later, he found out I was right. Those very friends that he had, I think 2 of them in jail, 1 is dead, and, you know, it was just ridiculous. But as a parent, we're often looked at as a bad guy when we try to instill certain values in our children and keep them, you know, safe, like looking at their friends and knowing what their friends are about and then telling them they can't be with those friends or they can't do what their friends are allowed to do. And so that's kind of hard as a parent. So any parents out there listening, it's okay to be the bad guy, okay? long as you're doing what's right for your children, it's okay to be looked at as the bad guy. They'll get over it once they grow up, and they will appreciate you being the bad guy at that time, okay? And now I'm the bad guy now, Jetty 8 Crack, okay? Because of, I guess I want to say this election. We're electing our 100th mayor in Philadelphia on Tuesday, November 7th. And the majority of black women, well, I should say that before the majority of black women wanted to vote for Sherelle Parker and blacks in general and women in general because they're looking at it as the first female mayor and then the first black female mayor. So she's black, she's a female. But to me, she is not the right one for our 100th mayor. Although she's a female and black, I would love to say, yes, a black woman as our 100th mayor. But she is not suitable. So I've been going around, you know, letting everybody know to vote for David O because he's the one that's going to take our city to the next level. Sherelle is going to take it back, okay? And, you know, we might wind up back like in Rizzo days or something if Sherelle Parker is elected because of what she stands for. She will be a puppet for Bob Brady. So don't vote for Sherelle Parker, y'all. Vote for David O. So, you know, a lot of people, I know people hate me right about now, but do I give a damn? Hell no. I will be the bad guy to stand up for what's right. And I don't mind being a bad guy. If I'm the only one that's standing up for what's right and everybody else is wrong, guess what? I'll be that bad guy, y'all. I will, I will, I will. So I got some other stories, too, but I want to give other people a chance to talk. But those are just a few of my bad guy stories when I had to be the bad guy.
Y'all heard it, folks. Y'all heard the commissioner. Y'all heard all them jewels that she just fumbled and flooded into y'all airwaves, into y'all sound waves and wavelengths right now. Thank you, doctor, for allowing us to understand the perspectives from being a parent to being a political activist. We appreciate you.
Yes, yes. And my show, everybody, is Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. News Forum. And this Sunday night, guess who? My guest will be David O, running for mayor of the city of Philadelphia. And we will have some updates on a few wrongful convictions as well and some other goodies in store for you all. But definitely tune in to find out why you should vote for David O for our 100th mayor of the city of Philadelphia. Oh, one more thing. If anybody wants to work, guess what? I got some job openings for y'all for Election Day, everybody, okay? Paying $140. If anybody want to work on Election Day, hit me up at 844-642-8378. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 888. All right, Jetty, great show. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest.
Oh, we appreciate you so much here, Soul Genius Shampoo. And y'all hear this, folks. The commissioner is putting game into the airways right now and allowing y'all to line y'all pockets with some money while at the same time enacting real social change. So get with the program and understand what's going on out here. You dig what I'm saying? Now, as we continue to move and flow forward, caller number 6, while you stir up in the mix, why don't you join us with a testimony of your own so we can catch our fix?
Hello, Jetty. This is Tiana Six. And I'm really, like, doing your show. I wanted to share something. I don't want to, you know, put the individual out there, but I had actually two individuals growing up that used to create stories to make themselves look better on my account. And it made me kind of, like, sensitive more growing up. Like, I had to kind of, in general, people I met, like, things weren't true. Now, what I realized when I got older is that I used to feel personally attacked by these two individuals in your family. And I realized I wasn't the only one they were doing it to. And when I realized that, it was like a relief off my shoulders. Because I grew up feeling as though, like, I had to, like, you know, like, if somebody thought something was wrong, I had to show them.
But it became, well, let's see, at one point in my life, I realized it doesn't matter what anybody says about you, because at the end of the day, you know your truth. You're with yourself every single day. And when you take your last breath, like, they don't determine where you're going to go. So what those words that come out of those people's mouths don't really matter at all. And I'm glad that I acquired that strength, because I was that person. Because of my childhood experiences, I was like the person where 99 people loved me, but that one person had a problem. I had to figure out why, and I had to show them that they were wrong. And I realized, like, for me, it's like rejection is God's protection. When I finally, you know, got through that person, I realized how terrible they were. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, so I think that I hope everyone listening just realizes, like, you don't need to, you can be the bad guy in somebody's story, because at the end of the day, the truth is going to come out no matter what. So if somebody makes you be out, you know, to something that you're not, it doesn't matter. Let it go. You don't have anything to prove to anybody else. Now, you can have a conversation maybe like with someone close to you, or just out of, you know, maybe you need to release it or something. But at the end of the day, you don't have to go behind that person and say, this person, what they said is not true. Like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you take your last breath and you close your eyes, none of that matters, because that person will not determine where your soul is going. It's not going to determine that. So that's my two cents. And, you know, I would like to know what you think about that, you know, because you always drop, whether you agree or disagree, I would love to know what you think. And my show will be November 8th. Yo Nací Para Amarte. Tiana Speaks, and thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Tiana Speaks, thank you so much for joining us. Rejection is God's protection. How can I not agree with this? How can I not agree with that? Thank you so much, Tiana Speaks, for joining us and bringing that testimony to our table right now so that we can feast upon it for food for thought. We appreciate you. Now, as far as what's going on, what's going on, Ngozi Times up next. So now, we close out the rest of this program with Beautiful Stylings.
Time you feed me, world is born, you be ignoring me. I know your name, yes I do, because your girl told me. I know where you live, you wanna bet, because your girl showed me. But I parlay and stay out of your way, figuring I won't be ignorant and catch you the next day. When I'm in focus, I notice you only move with a chosen few. Irreplaceable, what's up with insatiable you? I never figured you for the quiet type, on the down low, the low profile type. I always thought you was a rah-rah mama, stirring up crazy confusion, causing drama. What's the matter, huh? Cat got your tongue, or some Mac got you strung, or maybe I ain't the one. I wanna know, cause if I don't, it's gonna haunt me. Your word up, you got me thinking you want me.
Got me.
Trying to figure your game, what's your angle? Tell me where you're coming from. The whole picture is strange, so I'm digging the frame, because I like what I see and I want some. So tell me what's your plot, what's your plan? You're looking for a brother to get got? I'm not your man, but believe in me, you wanna be with me. But you won't even talk to me to tell me what it is you're seeing me. I gotta hear it from your girl, uptown. A word got around from my crew in Brooklyn and in the boogie down. Said you had a thing for me, and what would it take for a date and wait? Swing with me. I got your card, you're playing hard to get. I'm long and I'm strong, and if it's on, I keep it soft and wet. Let me know, cause if you don't, it's gonna haunt me. Your word up, you got me thinking you want me.
Look at all the cuties swinging in the party. Hey, party. humble cause I'm humble and I'm ready to rap. You got me feeling like I'm sleeping and it's keeping me trapped. But still and all, you wanna stall and have a fella on layaway. Frontin' for nothing like it's something for me to stay away. Emotional trips get a grip because I'm losing it. Ideas were clear, had it in gear, now you're confusing it. I had the thought that you were caught and you were booming steady. Wasn't checking for me cause you had a friend already. But I'ma put it all aside, cause God is my guide. Swallow my pride, strive, and follow my guide. Let me know, cause if you don't, it's gonna haunt me. Your word up, you got me thinking you want me.
I really, really miss you, Dwight Myers, out of Mount Vernon, New York. You know him as Heavy D. I'll never forget the time when I was coming to my door and a friend of mine in my neighborhood told me that Heavy D passed away. I said, man, you crazy. And I went on Google and found it. And I sat there for like 24 minutes on my step. Really couldn't believe it. And just like this Marquee and Kango Kid, who really, you know, allowed me to love hip-hop, you know, UTFO and all that, this soundtrack tonight meant a lot to me. And, of course, you know, tonight an unspoken request in prayer for our Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, who's going through a lot right now. And, you know, he's a friend. Not only a host, but we're family. And, you know, my heart goes out to him and his time of need. So please, guys, continue to keep Jeffrey the legend. But now on a wonderful note, it's been a while. I'm so proud to say this. Congratulations to JD 8-Track on his fourth WBNN All-Time Connection record with the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Wonderful, wonderful fifth of tonight by, you know, JD 8-Track, of course. Tomorrow night, we come back on with an outstanding host in the historic network that is Beverly Nation. Her name is Mo, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the wonderful one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertising doing goes to time, multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dele Malewa goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele, dying goes to my at gmail.com. I am the mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malewa, and goes, it's a good doctor saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on the constant basis. Of course, Wendy Bakasoon will always whip my ass and don't say this. Okay, honey. The 2022 Lifetime Achiever to the International Radio Hall of Fame. The 2021 Producing Enshrinee of the Fame Academy. And the music that you hear all the time, they granted me this in 2019 to the International Radio Hall of Fame. Okay, honey, shut up. And now back to the class of 2023. Outstanding rookie and champion.
This has been a beautiful night. I thank you all, the listeners, the callers, the hosts here at this wonderful network, as well as the DJ and curator of the lovely, beautiful, and powerful music that we've been grooving to all evening. And it's only right, as my phone is on 1%, that we close out with a God bless, much love, and peace.
But God gave me a gift to put people at ease.
what I do is what I do. If I was to sit down and try to tell you, break it down, technically I couldn't, because I don't know, and that's the goddamn honest truth. What I do is what I do. I hear a beat, I feel it, I write it, I say it.
Like I said before, thump in my trunk, that's all I really need, and a bag of